A very good evening to all brothers and sisters in the Dhamma. Today is the 14th of May, 2024, Tuesday class. So we will be continuing sharing from this book, the wonderful Dhamma Lotus Flower Sutta. We are at page 570. Let us now compose our mind, develop the faith, sadha, virya, then mindfully we shall commence the puja chanting. Namo Bun Si Si Jia Mo Ni Fo. Namo Bun Si Si Jia Mo Ni Fo. Namo Bun Si Si Jia Mo Ni Fo. Namo Guan Si Yin Pu Sa. Namo Guan Si Yin Pu Sa. Namo Guan Si Yin Pu Sa. Namo A Mi Tho Fo. Namo A Mi Tho Fo. Namo Amitofo, Namo Milofo, Namo Milofo, Namo Milofo, Namo Pusien Pusa, Namo Pusien Pusa, Namo Pusien Pusa, Namo Dizangwang Pusa, Namo Dizangwang Pusa, Namo Dizangwang Pusa.Arahang sama sambuto bhagawa Buddhang bhagawantang abhiwademi Suakato bhagavata dhammo Dhammang namasami Supatipanno bhagavato sāvakasaṅgho saṅghaṁ namāmi Namo attassa bhagavato arahato sammasambuddhassa Namo attassa bhagavatoArahato sama sambuddhasa Namo atasa bhagavato Arahato sama sambuddhasa Buddhang saranang gacchami Dhammang saranang gacchami Sanghang saranang gacchamiDutiyampi Buddhang Saranang Gacchami Dutiyampi Dhammang Saranang Gacchami Dutiyampi Sanghang Saranang Gacchami Tatiyampi Buddhang Saranang Gacchami Tatiyampi Dhammang Saranang GacchamiTatiyampi sanghang saranang gacchami Panatipata viramani sikkhapadang samadhiyami Adinadana viramani sikkhapadang samadhiyami Kamesu micacharaVeramani Sikkhapadang Samadhiyami Musavada Veramani Sikkhapadang Samadhiyami Surameraya Majapamadatana Veramani Sikkhapadang Samadhiyami Okay, you all can be seated.Let us turn to page 3 of the chanting book. We shall continue our puja chanting from Padipa Puja onward. Padipa Puja. Ganna sarapa dithena dithena tamadang sina ติโลกาติปังสัมบุตังปูจายามิตโมโนดังกันดาสัมบารยุตเตนะโดเปนะหังสุกังหินะปูจายิปูจานิยังตังปูจานาวาจานามุตตมังวันนกันดากุโนเปตังเอตังกสุมาสันตตินปูจายามิมุนินดาสสิริปาลสโรโรเหปูเจมิบดังกสุเมนาเนนาปุณเณนามเตนะเจโหตุโมคังปูปังเมลายติยตาอิดังเมทายโยตตายติวินาสบาวังอาดิวาเสตุโนบันเตปานิยังปริกาปิตังอนุคัมปังอุปาดายะปาติกังหาตุมุตตมังอาดิวาเสตุโนบันเตปาเลปาริกาปิตังอนุคัมปังอุปาดายะปาติกังหาตุมุตตมังอาดิวาเสตุโนบันเตโภจานังปาริกาปิตังอนุคัมปังอุปาดายะปาติกังหาตุมุตตมัง Now we shall chant the puja aspiration based on our understanding of the significance of all these puja offerings. Significance of offering of light. May this offering of light to the Buddha brings forth the causes and conditions to illuminate our mind and help arise the needed clarity and understanding to dispel all darkness or ignorance therein. Significance of offering of water. May this offering of pure, clear, cool water lead us to the pure, clear Dhamma that cools and doses off the fires of all defilements within our mind. Significance of offering of incense. May our morality, virtue, and understanding shine forth far and wide, just like the fragrance of this incense which we are offering to the Blessed One, who is perfect in wisdom and virtue. Significance of offering of fruits. May this offering of fruits remind us of the Dana Parami of generosity and the fruit of our karma, so that we were diligently struck on with heedfulness, the path and fruitfulness. Significance of offering of flowers. May this constant offering of flowers to the Blessed One strengthen our faith and constantly remind us of the impermanence of this body, so that we will diligently and sincerely strive on to cultivate Sila, Samadhi, and Panya, leading to ultimate liberation, the bond-free Nibbana. Making of overall aspiration. By the power of all these merits born of these offerings, may our spiritual faculties of Sada, Virya, Sati, Samadhi, and Panya be further strengthened until they become balas or powers. Sharing and transfer merits to all beings. May these merits be shared and transferred to all beings without exception, especially to those who have the condition and affinity to receive them. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Okay, let us pay respect. Triple check. Bhadang pujemi. Dhammang pujemi. Sanghang puje. Can you all see the bouquet of flower at the background? you know why there is a odd rose there? Mother's Day. Yeah, we went to the restaurant. Suddenly, two young lady came in, no, with the rose, and they sell. They say they asked us, my wife and me. So for the first time, I bought a rose for my wife. Your last time wedding, she asked for carnation. She asked for yellow carnation. I also don't understand that. I also saw and buy carnation. I never gave her a rose before. 最美的时候, 看得到吗? The video 看得到吗? Yeah, I show.
Can see, can see.
Can see, So now the roses are not cheap, $20 for one. But okay, because of the occasion, it's worth it. Then the offer is 3 for 50. But once a year, they make this type of money for me. Yeah, 3 for 50. But you buy one is 20. Okay, so that's the message for the rose to appear. Okay, so let us now, as usual, we are off the light so that you can have your half an hour of awareness-based meditation. By now, I think most of us are familiar with the awareness-based meditation. So remember the four support, especially the first three. Develop the ability to relax body and mind. Very important. When you can relax, means you can be at ease, at peace. Body and mind completely free from suffering, free from any problem or anxiety or whatever thought movement. You realize when you are relaxed without thought, you are very peaceful. Then you can begin your awareness-based meditation. Because the first support is relax. When you relax without thinking, you can develop the second support. The second support is just continue to maintain the awareness. Why we need to do that is because our true mind is actually this awareness nature within. But living being has forgotten where we are so used to using the thought process. We think a lot. Everything we want to learn, we want to know, we use the thought. That's why this thought has been there for so long. Since birth, when you started to develop the learning from your mother, from whoever who look after you, and as you grow up, society is such, the conditioning, the education, the communication, everything need taught, and the brain learn all this. That's why the instrument that living being is familiar with is just the thought process, the thinking. And most people don't even know that they think a lot. They thought this is normal. That's why they cannot understand the real awareness within. So after you relax, you maintain awareness, is because our true mind, the original mind, before the arising of thought, before the stirring and the reaction, before sankara activity, that is our true mind, our pure mind. So we're supposed to stay there. That's why relax, then maintain awareness. Don't try to know, don't try to do anything. And when you understand this, awareness meditation becomes very simple. Then the third support is a natural consequence of that second support. The third support is to stabilize the awareness nature so that the mind that is without thought, which is only aware within, can be in that state for as long as it can. And you only need to understand whenever thought arises, You are lost in thought. You are no longer with your awareness nature. And man can only do one thing at a time. You are either without thought, fully aware of what is going on within the moment, or within the moment, you think a lot. You are lost in thought, preoccupied with what you are thinking, and sometimes affected by the emotion that arise because of your views, your opinion, your conditioning, your belief systems. All this condition you to stir your mind to create the movement, the duality of like and dislike, pleasant and unpleasant. That's why their mind cannot be quiet, cannot be peaceful. They cannot be in the state of relaxed inner awareness. So there's a reason why most people find it very difficult to tame the mind, to train the mind, to have this mind that is peaceful, calm, tranquil, and still. So the tranquil, still mind is your true mind. That is the mind that is without thought. So when you have these first three support, then you can progress and you will do well. Okay? So with this explanation, I think it will help most people, and especially those who find it difficult to develop the awareness nature within. Today's explanation will help you further. So relax, maintain awareness, then stabilize the awareness. You all can slowly, mindfully come out of the meditation. Try to maintain whatever inner peace, inner calmness, and inner awareness that you have developed for as long as you can. These are the meditative mind state that can help you develop the stability of daily mindfulness. And for one to progress, you need to be heedful, not only in a form of meditation, you need to be heedful in the midst of life. That is the minimum requirement. So unless you are able to do that, you can heed that. Chances are, the real meditation cannot start. The real meditation can only start when your siddhi stabilized. Then you are able to realize the true mind, the awareness nature within. Then use that initially to meditate, to develop understanding. Then later on, use that to live life. If you can do that, my nature will rejoice. Okay, we'll continue with our chanting. Turn to page 6. Invocation to the devas. In this universe, in their entirety, let the deities and devas come here. Let them hear the good teachings of the King of Sages, which gives heaven and release, Nibbana. This is the time to listen to the teaching. This is the time to listen to the teaching. This is the time to listen to the teaching. Samanta Chakravalisu Atra Gacchantu Devata Saddhammang Muni Rajasa Sunantu Sakka Mokkhadang Dhamma Savanan Kalo Ayang Badanta Dhamma Savanan Kalo Ayang Badanta Dhamma Savanan Kalo Ayang Badanta Namo Tassa Bhagavato Arahato Samma Sambuddhassa Namo Tassa Bhagavato Arahato Samma Sambuddhassa Namo tassa bhagavato arahato sammasambuddhassa. Iti beso bhagava arahaṃ sammasambuddho vijjacaranasampanno sugato lokkavido anuttaro purisadhammasarati santadevamanusanaṃ Buddho Bhagavati Swagato Bhagavata Dhammo Sanditiko Akaliko Ehi Paseko Opanayiko Pajatang Veditabo Vinohiti Supadipanno bhagavato saukkasangho Ujjupadipanno bhagavato saukkasangho Nyanyapadipanno saukkasangho Samicchipatipanno bhagavato saukkasangho Yadidam chattari purisayukkani Atta purisabhugala Esa bhagavato saukkasangho Ahuneyo bahuneyo Dakkhineyo Anjali Karaneyo Anuttaram Punyam Khetam Lokasati Sadhu Sadhu Sadhu. Then we shall continue from where we stop. We are at the next part of the sutta. Since the distant past, we have heard the word Honored One teach many times, but never have we heard such Dhamma, so profound, wondrous, and supreme. The word Honored One has taught this Dhamma, to which we all respond with joy. As Sariputta of great wisdom now receive his honorable prediction, we likewise will surely become Buddhas throughout all the worlds. We shall be the most honored and supreme. Next part. The Buddha's awakening is inconceivable. Taught appropriately through skillful means, may all the merits accrue by deeds done in this life and in life gone by, and the merits gained through seeing the Buddhas be dedicated to the realization of Buddhahood. So this one is a very beautiful aditan. Okay, then we go to the commentary. Then the God continued. So they said, since the distant past, we have heard the World Honored One teach many times, but never have we heard such Dhamma, which is so profound, wondrous, and supreme. So the explanation from the commentary is all those that were at the assembly, especially Sariputta and the rest, they said all of us from countless eons in the past until the present have heard, or sorry, have listened to the World Honored One teach the Dhamma, not just once, but countless times. Although we have heard the Buddha teach Dhamma before, But we have never heard such profound, wonderful, lofty, and unsurpassed Dhamma. So the reason being, what is being shared under this sutta is different from the initial teaching, or we call it the preliminary teaching, which constitute the basic teaching and a lot of skillful means to bring about the causes and conditions for different beings with different temperament, character, and karmic past to receive them. Yeah. Then it's only later when the causes and conditions arise for this supreme vehicle teaching, which is the ultimate teaching to be taught, then only it is spoken. That's why this Dhamma is so profound, wondrous, and supreme. Profound in the sense that I explained before. The preliminary teachings are mostly about the sainthood way leading to Arahantship, where you cultivate the basic Dhamma to understand the mind, to realize the true mind, the silent mind. And from there, use it to meditate, to awaken. Then the awakening and the realization will lead you to the realization of the four stages of sainthood way, from Sotapannaship to Sakadagami, Anagami, and finally Arahantship. So this is the basic teaching. And it constitutes basically the essence of the Buddha's teaching, the Four Noble Truths and its three turning. These are the Dhamma that can awaken living beings. But then there is another more profound, wondrous, and more supreme teaching, which is the cultivation of the Bodhisattva way to realize Sammasambuddhahood. So to perfect your cultivation until finally you get to realize, yeah, one get to realize the supreme enlightenment of Sammasambuddhahood, that one take a long time. That one is not just study the Dhamma. That's why that one is very profound, wondrous, and supreme, because that is the teaching that is seldom understood and taught. Very few people can understand or learn it, not to say teach it. To teach it, you really have to be a great being, very, very great in your perfection and cultivation. So this unique supreme vehicle teaching involves not only the cultivation of the sainthood way leading to the realization of Arahantship. From there, you must continue. If you do not continue, you will cease. And you lose the opportunity to continue with the cultivation to realize the full enlightenment of Sammasambuddhahood. So that's the reason why I explained before. The sainthood way is relatively a lot easier. It only requires you to understand that you have two minds. One, the mundane thinking mind, which most living beings are familiar with and get themselves entangled into it since birth until now. The other one is the realization of that two mind, which is the silent mind, the meditative mind, the awareness within. And that one can see things as they are, insight into phenomena, and awaken to realize the wisdom needed to free the mind, so that Sakkaya Ditthi no more, finally rooting out avijja, ignorance. But this is just the preliminary teaching, cultivation, where you have a glimpse of what that nature is, the awareness nature, the pure awareness nature within. You have not gone into it to develop the real cultivation. Whereas the Bodhisattva way not only continue from there, the cultivation is so different. You not only realize that silent mind, but that silent mind actually is just the initial glimpse of what that nature is. It is from that nature that came out from the source. Each and every living being, when you take birth through the karmic process, that nature is within you. But you need to access it to an understanding. So normal people, when they go through the sainthood way, they try. They did a lot of thought-based approach. Then they strive very hard. But finally, not until you encounter the great being or enlightened one that can explain to you what the awareness nature is, what sati is, what mindfulness is, for you to go in and develop it, they will be lost in thought and get trapped at the thought-based level. That's why it's so difficult. Then after you have cleared the sainthood way, to realize that nature takes a long time, not that easy. Even my nature that time in 1989, if I had not met my last teacher, I would have to spend at least 10 to 15 years to locate the gateway to that nature. I knew there is a gateway, but I don't know where it is. Even though in the past my nature has cultivated before, but it's not easy. Now, every time you come as a form and mind, and you cannot retain what you have cultivated or developed, because the nature's law is such. Of course, it's mentioned you are born of your karma, heir to your karma, conditioned and supported by your karma. You are what you are because of your karma. So your karmic nature will take care of a lot of things. But this one is not the spiritual nature. It's just a karmic nature. Your karmic aspect, the perfection or whatever. But when you develop the supreme vehicle cultivation and all the understanding to continue with this cultivation, what happens is that understanding is stored in another nature, which the Buddha call it the spiritual nature, Sambhogaya Kaya. Kaya is body. But sambo, like the word bohi, bohi is enlightenment, but sambo is sama sambuddha's wisdom. Sambhogaya Kaya. So that nature store all of our cultivation and perfection. So unless you locate the gateway or you connect to that true mind, the silent mind, you cannot start to inherit. That's why it's not easy. You can make aspiration and ask for like causes and conditions to recall, and but it's not like that, because this thing, when you come as a form and mind, to realize that there is a silent mind where you can silent and develop the awareness, to realize that through mind already so tough, do you realize? Then to locate the gateway, like the analogy I give you, your whole body is like a blank wall, you know, painted white, you know. And within that wall, there is just one small needle point, you know. where there is no whole nothing or no, where you need to silence everything to detect it. How can you locate it? It's not like a wall with a small tiny hole, then you use your needle to go and look for it all over there, you can find. But this one, no hole. And you don't know where it is. That's why you have to really develop the meditative training, the awareness, until you're very stable. Then stay around the heart area. Once you stay around the heart area, you are very near to it already. Where that gateway is actually at the heart area. Yeah. That's why you must stay there. After you have stabilized your awareness nature, don't do anything. Relax, maintain awareness, stabilize. Then develop the fourth support, trust. Trust your nature to detect it. Yeah. This one is after I came to understand, then only I teach you. But if on your own, you think you can find it out, no way. Well, my nature also takes so long. Yeah, but I was lucky because I managed to circumvent that by making a vow, a very exceptional vow. My nature vow, after a certain period of cultivation, where it realized it's not easy to progress if I don't make that vow. So my nature vow, at any one time, whenever my nature arises, we are a form and mind, of course, karmically conditional. It vow to realize the highest wisdom at any one time when it arises. And because of that vow, my last guide has to come and meet up with me and let me know where the gateway is. That's why it shortened my cultivation by at least 10 to 15 years. But finally, when I reflected back, because for the first 15 years after 1989 until 2004, basically I didn't do anything. Although I realized that, then I went through the transformation. It's coming to 20 years, end of this year. But there is a big difference, understand? If I had detected it on my own, which is 10 to 15 years later, because very likely Yun Chan also cannot invite me to come out. Yeah. Because by then, my understanding was very different. That's why when Yun Chan met me in 2004, that time she doesn't really understand all these things. But she can sense all that. He said, Brittu, your Dhamma is so good, your understanding is so good. Why not you come out and share, auntie? She requested three times, and I turned it down. But on the third time after I turned it down, when I came back home, my inner voice, inner nature, suddenly, like, remind me. He said, it's time for you to come out already. Then I responded, I said, cannot. Because if I come out and share this Dhamma that I know, the world doesn't understand. So my concern was the karmic problem that living beings will have to face or confront, because they don't know what this teaching is. If you simply comment and make all those funny things, then the repercussion from it can be very, very detrimental. That's why my nature refused to take that risk to even cause any harm to cultivator, the way of living being. But then when I responded, then I reflected, I contemplated, that inside the voice came out, you can set the condition. Right? Then I say, oh, not bad. If I set the condition, that's like the three condition. You look at the website, you understand. When I set the three condition, then what my nature doesn't want to allow it to happen, one can be mitigated, can be taken care of. That's why after that I call up Yun Chan. I say, okay, I can come out. Provided three conditions. You stick to that, you agree to that, then I come out to share. That's why that three conditions prevented any misunderstanding. Then everything is history after that. So what I try to explain to you is why all these people at the assembly at that time, after they heard the Supreme Vehicle teaching, they were so amazed and full of joy. It's just like in the early years, when you hear me share the teaching, it's like the first phase, I keep on repeating the Four Noble Truths, Three Turning, the Essential Dhamma, Greed, Hatred, Delusion, the Five Mental Hindrance, the Five Spiritual Faculty, then the Five Way to Overcome. So all the basic teaching. Then you think every time I repeat all this teaching, share it in a different way, but like repetitive and all that. But then, my nature thing, if I don't do that, the Dhamma cannot go in. So initially, I have to revert back to basic. Because I realize cultivator of the way can't even understand the basic essential Dhamma that the Buddha has proclaimed. Then how can you teach them the real teaching, the Supreme Vehicle teaching? If I straight away go to the true mind, the silent mind, if I teach all the Six Patriarch Platform Sutta, Hui Ning's hallmark teaching, all will run away at you. At that time, but nobody can understand. So what is important is when you receive all this primary teaching and on the way you learn the Supreme Vehicle teaching, then you understand the whole thing. That's why in the last book that is going to come out, I explain that thing. The whole of the cultivation, like the causes and conditions arise for my nature to share it and teach it. And we accomplish it before the 20 years is up. That's why I say this year, the 20th anniversary, October 31st, will be a very auspicious gathering of Kayamita, where we will celebrate our 20 years of sharing my nature, coming out to share the Dhamma with Kayamita, and we accomplish all the setting up of the website, all the video and whatever that we have developed, even the publication of the books, the teaching and other things. Then it coincides with my 70th birthday. And not only that, before that, we have this what we call spiritual trip to Wutaisan, Manjushri Bodhisattva's waste place. And she is the foremost in wisdom within the Mahayana tradition. Then after that, after the May trip, which is 1 week plus later, we will have our retreat in August, and that retreat is going to be very special again. So that retreat, a lot of you all will understand when the time comes. Well, that is the like finale before the 20 years is up in the sana. By then, I think a lot of Kayamita already ready to receive all this and understand all this. And the sharing will be very different again. So this year is a very unique year. Like a lot of things is going to happen. So hopefully you all can develop the understanding. Then not only that, what I want to explain is this particular sutta, the wonderful Dhamma Lotus Flower Sutta, why Sariputta and the group of monk who participated, the whole assembly that participated at that sharing or proclamation by the Buddha felt so joyful and exclaimed with so much joy that although they have heard so many of the Dhamma sharing and teaching, but this is the first time that they realize this teaching, this sharing that has been shared is different from what they used to hear. And this one is the most wondrous and the most supreme and yet profound of them all. Why? Because it continues from the sainthood way to take you to realize that nature within, our pure awareness nature. And to do that, you need to locate the gateway. You need to do the fourth support, the trust. Then after that, there is still a long way to cultivate. Yeah. And it may take eons. Yeah. That's why when you develop until that nature is so so different and so developed, until you reach the third stage of Bodhi mind development, where that Bodhi mind that can illuminate that nature. You just imagine, you not only locate it, no, you perfect it, cultivate it until it is like being illuminated. No? Until that nature is throughout the day, all the time, with the cultivator all the way. And it's like bright, luminous, clear inside there. Then after that, you continue with the perfection until you finish your stage 3 of Bodhi mind development, to realize the fourth stage of Bodhi mind development, where the Bodhi mind renounces samsara. By then, samsara is nothing to them, where they have understood what wonderful existence is. Then how all these teachings can link to life, existence, and the two aspects of life, mundane and supramundane. And how within the conditioned world, there is such thing as life. And you can understand life, then live life beautifully. That's why in the Heart Sutta is mentioned, when you realize true emptiness, the supreme profound wisdom, existence become wonderful. Zhen kong miao yu. So all this understanding and teaching come from this supreme vehicle teaching. That's why you look back now, actually over the last almost 20 years from 2004 until now, by the time we reach what we have come to at this point of time, especially when the last book come out, the coming Dhamma book, yeah, the ultimate realization or ultimate enlightenment, yeah, that book explain this whole thing, yeah, and how that complete teaching can be understood and developed as a cultivation. That's why you all also like assembly people there, yeah, amazed at what this teaching is. Yeah. I think quite a number of Kayamita already can understand why it is like that. Yeah. So this is to let you understand clearly, not only to understand, but to develop the faith. And don't allow this window, golden window, to slip away from you, where it's going to be a long, long time before you can get this window again. Make full use of it, because this is the window that you can make a big difference to your entire existence, life after life, whether you choose to come or you have to come. Yeah. Now your whole evolution journey is taken care of. That's why determine aditan, with faith and understanding. Follow the yellow gun and strive on with faithfulness. Yeah. Means develop the faith, yeah? Then the sincerity and persevere to go all out to cultivate this understanding and this teaching. Then you will definitely progress and transform and become very beautiful before this life of yours is over. Okay? So we continue, eh? We go back to the sharing. Okay, the first paragraph I finish, eh? That's why I just repeat the last sentence, never I can see. Although we have heard the Buddha teach Dhamma before, but we have never heard such profound, wonderful, lofty, and unsurpassed Dhamma. Means this teaching is not only profound, wonderful, but it's truly lofty, unsurpassed, and supreme. Then the next part of the sutta says, the world-honored one had taught this Dhamma, to which we all respond with joy. All the gods, means all the devas, bodhisattvas, the great beings, and all those who participated at the assembly, and the rest of the assembly, listen to this Dhamma joyfully. Foremost in wisdom among the Savaka, means the Sanghira, was this greatly wise Sariputta, whose name means Bodhisattva, was especially joyful. Because Sariputta can understand, and he was full of joy, and he recalled all his past cultivation after the Buddha actually created the causes and conditions for him to recall. Because the Buddha reminded him, you have been cultivating this for very long, and this teaching has been explained to him before, but that life as Sariputta, as a former disciple of the Buddha, he cannot recall. Just imagine, great being like Sariputta also cannot recall. You think it's very easy to recall all this. Not until you meet with those great beings or teacher and guide that can allow you to understand profoundly. That's why I explained to you all last time before, I don't know how many of you all pay attention, but the latest book has it. The whole of the Dhamma cultivation is very strange, you know. It's like after you develop the awareness-based cultivation, after you develop the understanding and you transform, you cannot one-shot become Sammasambuddha or very advanced. You cannot. You have to go through one stages. Of course, some are different when they come, like Huining, born without a mundane mind. Then he can understand things very fast. Like my nature is like come also like that. But then, apart from that, we also have to penetrate the Dhamma in stages or no. We are initially, after you penetrate that one already, like I say, it's like you have the key to open the Dhamma door, the first one. Then not until you go in and realize what is inside there, you cannot progress further or no. Yeah. Because that is a requirement, prerequisite for you to understand the higher teaching or what they call more profound teaching. That's why you need to stabilize the understanding, then continue with the cultivation, then develop the awareness nature and training. Then you awaken again. You awaken again. Then like one Dhamma door after another Dhamma door, you continue to unravel the Dhamma inside them. Then both must move. Wisdom and the pure awareness nature development, they must move together. You cannot like awareness nature too fast or wisdom too fast. Cannot. Both must move together. Otherwise you get stagnated on. Like this gateway to the nature. If you don't realize it and go in and transform, your wisdom cannot go up already. That's why the same way initial wisdom is really very basic for enlightenment only. But it cannot take you further. But once you're able to detect the gateway and develop the fourth support trust to do it, then it transforms inside. Then your consciousness, everything transforms. Then from there, you can develop the higher wisdom. That's why you continue to progress. And after that, you start to inherit from your spiritual nature. That's why a lot of your understanding will come back to you. It's like the karmic nature after that. They just flow to you. Then you start to recall and develop all the understanding. Then you transform very fast. Some you like skim through because you have done it before. Then later on, you will reach back to your level quite fast. Then from there, you continue again. But the extensive exposure and understanding and the Bodhisattva way will actually give you all those understanding that you need to perfect yourself, your nature, to understand all this. That's why this teaching is very exceptional, very, very different. Then when you penetrate until a certain level, it's like you know that the whole teaching is all one, all linked together. By then, you are like, you already found the master key. Understand? Then from any point, any approach, you can share, you can teach, you can do whatever you want. Otherwise, it's not easy. You have to go through the stages. So this is the part that make it so wondrous and so unique, this Supreme Vehicle teaching. That's why not until you come to this stage of understanding, you can never understand why the Buddha called it the Supreme Vehicle teaching. And in the true sense, the Buddha actually indicated in the early days, in fact, there is only one teaching. There is no three vehicle. But it was introduced because the preliminary teaching need all this. Or in Shen Hua's own translation word, he say expedient devices. It's actually skillful means. So all this, hopefully by now, you all can develop the proper understanding. Well, I have actually shared this before many, many times, but this time it's clearer because it starts to connect, like the book, the coming book, it starts to connect. So all this, hopefully, Kayamita, who has the causes and condition and the faith, you can actually benefit from it, then determine Aditan and develop the faith and go all out. Because you don't do it this life, my nature actually knew if you all don't strive on with heedfulness to realize this life, the next window will be very, very long, and it will take very long. But this window is the best. That's why I call it the golden window. Yeah, the sasana is there and everything falls into place. Like the Mahayana Sutta mentioned, Ren sen nan de jing yi de, means to be born as a human, to have the human form to cultivate, is very rare indeed. And yet you have it. Then to encounter Fo fa nan wen jing yi wen, means to encounter the real Dhamma, the Buddha Dhamma, is really, really rare, even more rare. But yet, you have encountered it. Then what are you waiting for? Well, this is the window that you need. If you don't understand all this, then too bad. Then you will slip away, really slip away if you take it for granted. Because living beings' problem is when they come to this world as a form of mind, they don't understand life, they don't appreciate life, they don't know what is actually in front of them. Yeah. You have this understanding, I tell you, you will never allow it to be slipped away. Because this is something really, really rare. Yeah. Okay? So hopefully you all understand. Go back to the sharing. Okay. As Sariputta of great wisdom, now receive his honorable prediction. That's why Sariputta was full of joy. Well, when he recalled that he received the prediction, he knew that in the future all be in Hokkien, gao dim already, taken care already. So make sure this life you all also gao dim what you all have to do. Because Sariputta was given that honorable prediction, and when that prediction was made, the Buddha mentioned one very powerful, it's not really a prediction, but he mentioned a very powerful statement. He mentioned, is it, all living beings can become Buddhas. And that statement is not false, it's true. But the difference is how long it takes. Understand? Sometimes it may take eternity. But finally, sure succeed. So this is the only difference. So here, they use the word we likewise, because the assembly together is Sariputta mentioned that. We likewise will surely become Buddha. You all have the faith or not? But if you are there at the assembly, you will have the faith. Why? That the Buddha knew, all of them there will realize Sammasambuddha. But out of there, not sure, understand not? Then we go to the commentary. Since Sariputta has now received from the Buddha a prediction of his future Buddhahood, the most honorable, most glorious of prediction, there is hope for all of us gods, means devas and all the cultivators of the way. We are certainly destined to become Sammasambuddha in the future. The word is how long it takes depend. This is because everyone in the Dhamma Lotus Assembly, see, they also know only in the Dhamma Lotus Assembly shall become Sammasambuddha. There is no one being who will not become a Buddha. See, that is the uniqueness of the assembly. That's why you remember before the Buddha start, how many left? Yeah. It's just like the saying go, Kai lai de jiu lai, Pu kai lai de jiu. They cannot stay, they will disappear. Yeah. It's meant to be. Whatever that is meant to be, will be. That's why the uniqueness of the Dhamma is tatata, suchness. It's just the way things are. If you don't have the causes and condition, nothing happens. Somehow you get into trouble and you will miss. Okay, we move on. Then the next part of the sutta. Throughout all the worlds, we shall be the most honored and supreme. Commentary. When we become Sammasambuddha, no being in any world will surpass us. None will be nobler than us. The Buddha's awakening is inconceivable. Very true, this word. Thought appropriately through skillful means. See? It's thought in that way. So the commentary. The Buddha realized principles that are beyond thought and beyond words. Inconceivable means they are most wonderful and beyond your wildest imagination. Buddha skillfully teach the Dhamma appropriate to the condition and in accord with every living being's potential. This is what I mean by based on your respective temperament, your karmic past and all those things, and your conditioning and belief system, the Buddha would teach accordingly because of the wisdom that has been perfected, the virtue, the understanding, and the vast exposure. Yeah. Then the next part of the sutta say, may all the merits accrue by deeds done in this life and in life gone by, and the merits gained through seeing the Buddha, be dedicated to the realization of Buddhahood. This aspiration you all must also make. We are all cultivators of the way, will come to a point where they know this is the adhittan or aspiration, where you silang everything, understand? May all the merits accrue by deeds done in this life and lives gone by, understand? And the merit gained through what? Oh, you all don't have the book. Oh, you all not online. Okay. Gained through seeing the Sammasambuddha. That part was also very important now. That affinity to be with the Sammasambuddha and hear the proclamation and to witness the assembly, that merit is very, very exceptional. So that one also they silang in, they put it in. Be dedicated to only one thing, realization of Buddhahood. That's why they want to. They are in the assembly, you understand? They already know they will become Buddha. But this one is, they say what? Like, make sure that it will come true. Means 100% no, they want, maybe go be 100%. They already know 100%, but this one is silang until they sure make it on. So the commentary also mentioned, may all our blessings, merits and good karma accrue in our past life and in lives to... No. This one is not lives to come. The commentary didn't translate correctly. Done in this life, past life and in this life, not life to come, be dedicated to our future realization of Buddhahood. Because the future you haven't done yet, so you cannot silence something that you don't have. So this one is beautiful. Let us rejoice. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Okay, we shall continue with our second session. Second session is meditation reporting, followed by whatever question you may have, Q&A. And Dhamma sharing in Dhamma in daily life, or on today's topic that we have gone through.
刚刚 Brother Liu 有讲到一开始的时候有讲到什么 gateway 那个啊对对
gateway to our nature
其实我一直有一个因为我觉得。 每个人 practice 的方式或者是过程不尽然相同
啊，对对，
那这个所谓的 detect 这个 gateway
啊，
是compulsory 的吗？
哦 ，OK， 我先回答那个先哦 ，Like I explained, the fourth support.If you only want to do the sainthood way, it's not necessary. Yeah. Because sainthood way, even until Arahanta Shi, you don't have to locate it. But after you take the Bodhisattva way, sooner or later in your cultivation, you will finally have to locate it. Otherwise, you cannot progress. You will be stagnant there for quite a long time because you cannot go in.Cannot go in means that nature cannot be activated and become transformed. The internal transformation via trust faith trusts that nature to develop the internal transformation and movements, or what we call that nature's transformation. That is a more accurate word. If you don't allow the nature to move on its own, then there is interference from your thought process. Then the memory, the all this is not the true mind doing it. It's more towards the thought-based type. Yeah. But if you do it based on the silent awareness, you let it detect on its own. That's why finally when you do the fourth support, you just stay at the heart area, silent everything. When your silent mind, which is without the thought, that one, when you stable enough, it will move on its own. Then initially when it moves, you don't expect it to be like social welfare. Straight away you can detect it. It may take a while. Different people different, like you say. 每个人都不一样, 你的方法, 你的 approach. But most people approach it through some form of faith, very strong faith. Then they develop that ability to be peaceful and silent there. Just allow it to continue. Then you must be in a state of relaxed, silent inner awareness where you don't interfere at all. Then one day, it will detect. How fast depends on your nature from the past and what you have done. Even this life, you may not have it. Don't worry. Because once you take the vow, the Bodhisattva vow, the yellow card, everything, then you will have the causes and condition with this understanding to keep on coming. Whether in the future got sasana or no sasana, your Bodhisattva way will be established. Then as you continue, then you will meet out with a lot of great beings or those cultivator of the way where you have affinity with. Especially for us as Kayamita. A lot of Kayamita, I can tell you, you all will progress and become very different. So because all Kayamita already know each other so well, understand? Then the affinity established, then somehow you will encounter each other and develop the sharing and understanding like what we did this time and even in the past or in the future. Yeah. So all this can give rise to causes and conditions and support for all this. So as far as the gateway is concerned, 暂时不需要, but don't worry, it will come. Because to move on, to realize the transformation of that awareness nature inside, you need the gateway to go in. Okay?
为什么我会这样问题，是因为 这种感觉就好像你已经知道那个 secret 因为如果比方说我没有来 Brother Dude 这边，我根本不知道有，对，不单是你。
很多修行者都不懂，不知道有这个
gateway。那问题就是，我好像知道了这个 secret， 那就变成说我好像有一点先入为主的概念，就是哦，我要朝这个方向，那会变成让我怎么讲，很刻意的去寻找这个东西。
对对对，So 那个啊，我要 explain 一下，because if you go and look for it, you will never find. 因为那个 thought cannot exist. 我都跟你讲了，你要 relax, maintain awareness until completely silent, then let it move. Understand or not? Let that nature move, detect. And why I say it's possible? Because at first I thought I was the only one that can do it. You know, nobody else can. But when Po Cheng and a few of the Kayamita starts to detect it and did the thing and transform and become so different, then my nature knew it can be done. Provided this is being told to people, understand? My last guy told me the same, understand? He straight away, you remember the first day I met him when I was at the Cameron where I promised to see him. I went out with my wife. Genting, sorry. Why I say Cameron? Sorry, yeah, my mistake. Genting. When I reached there, I remember about almost 8:30 already p.m. He was full of joy, waited at the main door there for me. When I ring the bell, she came and opened the door. And straight away, full of joy, he shake my hand and held my hand. The moment he held my hand, he can feel the vibration and all things, and I can also feel his vibration. His hand is so soft, so fine. Yeah. Like my wife used to say, so fine and softer, like a fair lady's hand. Very soft one. And the vibration very different than the awareness. Oh. He knew, I knew. The first thing he told me, you remember, not what he said? He said, forget about everything that they told you, is it? The Singapore people, is it? Forget about what they say, is it? What I want you to understand is, I teach only four things, meditation. Relax, aware, 24 hour. He used the word 24 hour. Yeah. Actually, maintaining awareness, you can do it over 24 hour if you want to. Then trust. Out of the four that he mentioned, the first three I already done and completed it. Left with the last one, trust. And I really, at that time, I don't know what that thing is. But I know I have to have the silent mind, the awareness to do it. But I don't know where the gateway was. And you know what he told me or not? He said, where do you return your awareness? That was the second question. No? I point to the center of the heart. No? He straight away tell me off. No? In a very clear-cut manner. No? Wrong. And I was not surprised. No? Because I also knew at that time, like I shared with you, I returned my awareness to my heart. Because I don't know where it is. But the heart area, the energy below, wherever you return your awareness, the energy below. Until my heart there, the energy was so full and strong. Until I cannot continue, I had to slow down my awareness-based cultivation and daily mindfulness. That's why after that, I just rejoice and say, thank you. And you know what he said after that? Do you trust me? I said, yes. Yeah, I told him, the first three I already done. He said, I know. I held your hand. I know. That's how the whole thing works. Because you cannot lie on this whole thing. When you transform, your vibration is different. Your awareness is different. Everything is different. Then after that, I say, maybe we have our dinner first. Well, I also haven't taken dinner. They also haven't taken it. Then he said, good. So we went. I took them for a very nice dinner at Genting. There is a kampong restaurant, I think, that time, I remember. Buffet. So we went in. So we had a nice dinner. Then by the time we come back, it was 9 something, I remember. Then immediately, he held my hand. He said, are you ready? I said, yes. Okay, sit down. I just sat down on a low stool. I think it's a chair, low chair. Then he said, relax. Yeah, I say, I'm all the time relaxed. Aware 24 hour. Yeah, I know what that thing is. Then he said, now I will start. So I remember his right hand. He just moved it to my heart area at the location where he told me. Because when I say center of the heart, he said wrong, you remember? And you know what he said? He said slightly towards the left. So I just have to accept what he said because I don't know. So I have to find out. So when he used his right hand, I still can recall, I saw it was 2-3 inches away from my heart, no, but slightly towards the left. No. But the funny thing is, I already in the state of relax. No. Straight away, I detected that gateway. No. Straight away, no. It's like connected. No. Then after that, I really, technically, I don't need him really. Because what happened was, immediately when I detected that, my energy all start to flow in, no, from the center of my heart, and whatever I have developed externally all start to melt inside, no. Then I became like completely still, no thought at all, no, for that whole period until 12 something, no. Almost 3 hours solid. And like I explained, like a car, perfectly tuned until no sound, no vibration, nothing, everything transformed. Because when that movement start, my nature already knew what that thing is. And my past cultivation after that, it come back to me. Yeah. Straight away, after that thing detected, inside transformed very fast. And within 9 months, my mundane mind collapsed. That's how all these things came back to my nature. From my nature, came back to my understanding. That's why from there, how to teach and how to share all these type of things. Yeah. So, I can understand why cultivator all the way cannot understand. Because when you mention about gateway, nobody will believe you, I can tell you, unless they have developed the cultivation and reached that stage of progress or cultivation. Otherwise, hardly anybody in this planet or existence can understand. Only cultivator of the way who has that understanding, has gone through that cultivation, can understand. And it's really amazing. So, you know, okay, huh? 不要去找.
这个我们其实大家都知道, 那只是会不由自主的去找。
对。
那我觉得Brother Liu 刚刚讲的那一个过程, 我觉得其实是因为你已经ready了, 所以自然而然。
对。
因为如果那个事情发生在我身上, 可能我也, 他手放在我这边, 我可能也没有任何的,
对, 对, 因为他来的时候, 那一段时间, after that, they invited him to come, no, for many occasions, no, and a lot of people went to him. My mother also went to him, no. My mother also got the gateway activated, no. But my mother don't understand, understand? That's why my mother didn't really do much. But my mother got faith. There a lot of those people who do psychic one, they make use of that to clear their problem. They also cannot make use of that because you need the first three support. Relax, aware, and stabilize that silent mind. Without that, actually, even he show it to you and point it to you, you cannot do anything. But that can only be detected by the silent mind. But what I understand is my mother will in the future, because of the affinity with my nature, he will develop the cultivation, and that thing that my last guide showed to her or activate her, that one will help her. That one will help her.
Yeah. 其实我要老实说，大概几年前， 其实我就不很积极在， 我以前很积极在读跟修行啊佛教有关的书， 可是大概几年前， 我就完全没有兴趣了。哇，啥都。 然后我也觉得， 不需要很不是说不需要努力， 而是觉得说就这样就好了， 不是说很满足于现况， 而是说就让它自然而然怎样就怎样， 就算可能要拖久一点，那就拖久一点。
对。When you reach that stage of cultivation, you will have that type of thought process that will actually let you understand it that way. But as you progress, you become different again. 因为这个是一段一段的 evolution 来的。When you start to understand more, you become different again. Then you become different again. 它是次次在变。不停地在变。Then when the understanding deepens, the way you approach your cultivation become like what Hui Rong will understand. You let it be one, natural. And you will not be interested in all those things that people tell you. Because last time I got a second last teacher, all of them were so like curious. Because she keep on telling like,up there in the heavens, got a lot of special teaching, special cultivation, special and all the other rhymes and other things. But my nature not interested on, because I knew it's only wisdom that free. So all these are not important. That's why I couldn't get entangled with psychic and other things, and thought-based activity. Then people say they can see things, they can have that special ability, you know. But my nature at that time knew this is not the way. That's why I didn't get involved at all. And I move on my own. Because my form and mind that come have this understanding. That's why everything that I encounter and come into contact,my nature just know what to do. Like I said, I just echo and flow. I didn't do anything out of the ordinary. Echo and flow means it know causes and condition already set. Then things is just the way it is. It's meant to be, will be. So that part is unique to each and every cultivator.But if you have developed the cultivation correctly, then all this would take you along and you become beautiful. But initially, for some, you have to be careful. Because if you get entangled with certain type of teaching, you will go back to that type of cultivation. Most dangerous one is, of course, thought-based energy. And you go and chase after all those fantastic experience andspecial ability, they call it the psychic ability. And that one, be careful. If you have that tendency, you must always remind yourself, only wisdom free, nothing else. Okay? Hui Rong. Nature,
因为我都能够，其实我很多事情每个人都会凭感觉，
对对。
那我都能够反正我就觉得，我不会讲那种感觉。
Yeah, 明白明白。Because for her to come to this stage is really not easy one.And yet, everything for the baby, she's Taiwanese, no? Married to a Malaysian, no? And the husband happened to be Kuala Selangor also. See, from one end of the world to another end. And yet, he somehow, because his condition with Tan Hui Lin and Anne, they all get entangled with the Vajrayana one and all her thing. Then they got problem. Then they attended my Cempaka Saturday class. Then after that, continue until now. That's why very unique for
her. 应该十六年
了。十六年了。对，十六年了。Actually, it's amazing. I only came out in 20 years, coming to 20 years. He's 16 years, he's a pioneer. And a lot of you all come later, much later. That's why 这个一年法 very few people can understand. Meant to be will be one. From Taiwan also can come one. And I don't know her one. You can ask her personally. 根本都不认识。But she very beautiful. Very cute.
所以其实就是你顺着你的 nature 了，
对，
然后sincerity， 然
后对 sincerity 啊，跟那个顺什么自然呢、啊？
顺
其
自
然啊，
顺其自然
啊，that one most important. You are let that nature lead you. That nature will know. Don't be greedy. 不要去 like greedy for power, greedy for like special ability. that one sure debate one will get into trouble. Yeah, 还有什么 otherwise you 可以 pass to Alicia. Alicia 好像有东西 share or song 也可以。
其实哦，我最近觉得我的生活很，因为我的生活一向是很，别人会觉得很无聊，很平淡无味。
对，
因为我的生活圈圈就是很小，然后非常的，怎么讲，完全没有起伏就是了。然后最近我一直觉得生活，生命是很。我中文不会讲，我觉得是很奇妙跟美好的，
奇妙，对，美好奇妙，对，
虽然不是每一件事都是非常顺利，可是它让我看到又明白，
对啊，
这个是让我觉得是我目前我觉得我 practice 就是我要的是这样，
所以对对，沙土沙土沙土。
因为不是
yeah, BJ translated. He said last time her life very like simple one, like he doesn't have any ambition or what, then doesn't like life is like she most of the time to herself and all that. But then later on after she learned the Dhamma, she realized life has become different, no? That word he used, what? 奥妙 or what? 妙妙什么？什么妙啊？ The life, he said life is actually from the word 妙, wonderful, has become like meaningful, wonderful. And like there is meaning now, is it? And he said that is what she want. That is the most beautiful thing. And what you need is,be sincere and be natural, and let things unfold. Don't be greedy. That one I add on. basically, it's something like that. But she put it in her own way, which is very beautiful. So, can you understand, huh, PJ? Good.
其实哦，之前哦，我会有那种罪恶感，就是。我好像没有很认真
啊，对 ，in the early days、yeah.
但是现在，虽然我还是同样的方式，可是我知道那个方向，我其实完全就没有罪恶感。
对，因为那个方向很清楚了，
对，所以我觉得，因为其实我会看到哇，很多人真的很认真哦，然后我要多多学习，但是我还是用我的方法吧。
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Sadhu, sadhu. Very good.
Hello, good evening, all.
可以
还有一个慧荣有讲到的，就是虽然他现在最近的生活很有起伏，
yeah.
但是他从中学习到很多，对不对，慧荣？
对对对对。
So actually coming back to 我们whatever 我们 go through， 就是我们每天在学习的，然后 look back。 Guy Bradio 或者佩蓉有讲到我们的 nature， 其实我们的 nature 是非常的 powerful。
对，
我还记得我们去瓦纳龙的时候，不是说有一个地方有一个湖这样，
对对对，
我们去 meditate， 虽然讲 feel very good one 哦，you meditate 啊，我。但我一看出那个河的时候，我好像一个 dam 这样下去。
呀呀，对对。
然后我的 nature 就跟我讲，你随波逐流。那时候我问他说，啊，随波逐流，为什么会这样？
嗯。
当下我自己就是我的 mundane mind 会告诉我，不可能，我不是，我一直 deny。
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
后来我 look back， 真的，
真的，
因为我们 tend to 把心放一出去，然后就 whatever
and flow 啦，
不是，他是的意思是来。你就看到外面有什么就跟着去，
对对对，
然后就你
它就是 that water will flow on its own，
对
啊、then it will encounter everything and yet it's like they say this water don't resist on us but it can erode the mountain， it can erode everything， it has its power but it's subtle， it's that movement that you cannot see because you think water is very softBut a lot of things get dissolved into it, understand or not? Get like eroded by it.、Yeah. So this is what they call, although、the,、what is that teaching? That Zen teaching,、the Zen teaching. They always give analogy. The soft one,、yeah, you don't think it's soft.But that one is the one that has the understanding, the wisdom, and it survives very well. They give the example of our teeth. Our teeth is very hard, isn't it? Our tongue is very soft, isn't it? But do you realize all the teeth gone already, the tongue still there? And the tongue is very, can go around the teeth and do all those things. So the soft one is the one that is actually...very very powerful because it doesn't like try to be a hero, understand? You think your teeth very strong, you go and eat nuts, bite all the ice, you get into trouble. Because when it decay, it go into your root and cause the whole thing to be gone. So what she shared one is that nature realized, the lake with the water flowing is a very natural flow. So when you understand, that's why I say that accord and flow, 一切有为法嘛, why you want to resist? Whenever there is rigidity and resistance, the Dhamma is not there really. Because Dhamma is nature's condition. You have to accord and flow. If you resist, means,you want things your way, which is not nature's way. And that is against the principle of what we call suchness. Suchness is the reality. Thing is just the way it is. Whatever the causes and conditions are, the phenomena will flow that way. Things will evolve that way. Yeah. That's why thing is just the way it is, or thing is...just the way they are. It cannot be otherwise. So the understanding finally will fall into place. Continue, Alicia.
Bradio, 讲到水哦，就是 Bradio 讲的，水能载舟，也可以覆舟，就是它可以弄到你翻船的意思。其实水给我很大的一个就是 teaching 啊，我觉得水。
不要在 Cameron Highland 也是一样嘛，你看到那条鱼啊，从那个水中跳起来啊，上了岸啊又跳回去。That is the one that your nature will awaken to. Huh, 有这么奇怪的东西，那条鱼会。
在那个石头上面等着我，然后当我一直走着去的时候。然后我还把眼睛插进去，是不是？然后那只鱼等到我去，然后他就就跟里面的你就说，你到底想跟我讲什么？
是哦。
然后他就突一下跳下去，然后我就整个人啊，
呀、yeah. ，
已经脱离苦海，
脱离苦海啊，又跳回
去，就是那个 entanglement，
呀、yeah, ，那个 wrong thought，habitual wrong thought 还没有灭掉啊。
所以我们的 nature 很 powerful。还有就是 coming back 讲那个gateway 哈、
啊，
就、
啊、
actually。在 Bradio 一直 mention， I mean 我 follow Bradio 的 class， 我听过无数次 Bradio
mention
了
yeah, yeah,
这个 gateway，
yeah, yeah.
我根本就没有很多的概念，
嗯，
因为我讲这个不是我的 level， 所以我不会去想，因为我很多东西我都还不明白，
嗯，
所以我也没有多很多的想法 about 那个 gateway， 因为真的很难的去 comprehend 啊，我觉得哎呀，不是我的 level， 我不想。
是啊，对。
然后不知不觉的，就是 through fate，I think 啊。
Yeah, then it just arise.
那个佛菩萨的加持，然后
对，
我也不懂了哈。然后
佛菩萨的加持 is correct. Yeah, because after 你 somehow got the condition to link back to 地藏王菩萨。At 紫阴洞那边呢、where you reported to me. Suddenly, that image, she don't know what that image is. It's actually 地藏王菩萨。He won't know how to approach.、Then after that, the chanting came. The 地藏王菩萨。Then a lot of the understanding and the teaching came. So it's the affinity.、Then after that, she become very different.、Of course, she got affinity with Kuan Yin and all those things.Then because she went through suffering, 16 years of depression and all, so all this wrong thought and the habitual thinking and all things, not easy to root out one. Until the Dhamma dawned upon her, then she developed the understanding again. Then only the causes and conditions come back to her. Then the past cultivation, the vow, everything, it starts to flow back. Then when that time come, she become very different. She not only become different, her health all, she recover. Last time, she suffered until the depression, insomnia, caused the gastric, everything, the health condition, all like haywire, cannot even go out. But then after she chased after the Dhamma, when she see the light and develop the recovery, she become very different.Then her thought process, oh, she start to reverse it. She like can even talk to the defilement. Oh, enough. You have tormented me for the last 16 years. I have seen enough of you. Straight away, miss the wrong thought, gone. Miss the second right effort, prevent the arising of the wrong. Through that understanding, that wisdom, straight away, zoom, doesn't arise.No need to use effort at all. That's why understanding can free very fast. So all this is what she went through. Then with the faith, together with Po Che, they follow instruction, relax, maintain awareness, stabilize it, then stay at the heart. Suddenly detect and went in. And the mind become very different. Then after that, keep on reporting to me how it went in deep and how it come out. Then I say sadhu. That's why after that, after the internal movement and transformation, the understanding of the Dhamma came so fast. She start to understand all the teaching. Then on her own, she Mandarin educated. She also read the Mahayana Sutra, the Mandarin. That the word like stand out very clearly to her. That is what the nature can transform the cultivator.When you have the internal transformation, like Po Cheng, she can understand very fast. And what she went through the test, I told Han the other side. I told her, when Han come and say, call me and say, but do I think you want to call my sister? I said, no need, she will understand, she will clear. Then later on, she realized, yeah, she clear. Because she had a very traumatic experience. That is the reality of life and existence, very, very traumatic. But she went through. So all this is not a problem at all.
就刚才你给我看地藏王菩萨那个 mantra，
对，
改我整个 meditation 就是那个 mantra，
萨
一
都，
直在我 heart 那边一直
呀
不
呀
停
呀呀呀，
一直
不停
不，
的梦，
对，然后 until 我出不来，再去坐着听你讲课，还在梦，还
呀
在
呀
听，
呀，
还在自己
那
在
个是
那边唱，
好事，好事，要
是
it keep
的。
on coming on 的真的，
对，一次摸摸完就我的爹手出来了，
呀呀。
所以感恩 brother 就 actually 真的这一个所谓的 cultivation，其实你讲很难也不是很难，很
Yeah, when
容
you
易
understand，
也
不
不
是
是
很难
很
的，
容易，但是
对，
他就是要靠我们持之以恒，很用心、很用心、很
对，
真
要有
诚
那个
的，
faith，
对对。
sincerity，
去慢慢的
and
学
persevere，
习，改一个达摩多去另外一个达摩多这样子，
对，
他就是没有 shortcut 来我
没有说干
呀，
对。
对，他就是要 go
It has to
through，
unfold that way one. And initially, I can tell you, take very long one, but you must persevere. I remember in the early day, I shared with you all before, when you fold your palm and pay respect, there's an energy that go to your heart one. And I remember in the early day, this one activated my heart first, before I started the practice and the cultivation. Then I realized there, I become sensitive. Then I can detect the monk's energy, that time. I remember Ajayantra, they all come, Xuanhua, they all come. I can detect. Because this one opened up first. That time I haven't located the gateway, I don't know what it is. But when I return my awareness here, it becomes sensitive. It build up, build up. Then later on, it make me aware. You know what it means, make me aware. Means at the heart center there, the awareness keep on coming out, away, away, away. Like I share with you all the awareness-based meditation. Relax, maintain awareness. Then whatever arrive, aware, finish. Understand? That one, the aware is I say one. Understand? But you cultivate until the heart there, the awareness come out by itself. No, it make me aware by itself. Throughout the day, I was aware, aware, aware from there. And when I report this to one of the monks from Thailand, he looked at me. He like got a shock. He said, "God, like that one." Then he keep on like want to know me and ask me how I cultivate and all this. Then later on, he want to give me a name, Pali name. I refuse, because I said, "Never mind, no need, no need." He insists, until finally one day I said, "Mr. Teo, I must give you a name." He said, "You know what name he gave me? Kema Viro. Kema is liberation, hero of liberation." Oh, later only I know the meaning. That's why I reflect back. Wow, that man not bad. I don't know why he go and give me that name, Kema Viro. So a lot of strange things happen. Then this one, when it happened, was 86. Then that time I only met Xuanhua, a few of the Theravada monks, of course, including Ajayantra, then Ajahn Jagarawala. Then I went to Thailand many trips. And I met a lot of good monks too, Mahabuwa and all those things. Then also I went to Long Po Tet's place, the one near Wat Nalong. Then many other famous Thai monks. I went to Wat Pak Phong, Wat Pak Nanachat. Then I met a lot of good monks, especially Prakhu's uncle, the Long Po Tet, that time very famous. And Mahabuwa also, before he passed away, I visited his center. I forgot the name. Four or five times at least. Then I that time frequently went to Thailand. Then later on went to China a lot. That's why these two places a lot of affinity. Every time I go, especially China and Thailand, the energy, the nature there, oh, my nature drawn. That's why I told you 10 years ago, I went to Wu Tai Sanhe, the whole of Wu Tai Sanhe is full of Manjushri's nature's energy, very strong. That's why this trip is going to be very special for you all, because you all have developed the cultivation and you can detect and understand a lot of things. Even the previous trip to the six patria, you asked in BNC, that time already a lot of you all have a lot of joy and can understand the teaching on the pillar and also the three hallmark of winning. And that trip was so beautiful, everything so beautiful. And the monk also was surprised and took us around and showed us around and all those things. So all this is like meant to be, and a lot of encounter, especially to Thailand and China trip. China one is more of the Mahayana Supreme Vehicle, and a lot of things happen. Puthosan, Ermesan, and also Jiuhasan, Huangsan. Now is Wutaisan. We actually finish all the mountain there, the sacred mountain. And this is what Dhamma is. When you have the cultivation, you understand. So what I want to summarize is the part on how the heart there open. But that is the place where it starts. That's why I go back to the heart, relax, maintain it. Now that you all have the understanding, it's easier. You don't have to build up the energy there. Then like very strong inside that. But up to you, if your past is like that, maybe before you meet me, before I explain the gateway of seeing, then you got no choice. Like myself, although I cultivated before the gateway, I also have in the past. But not easy to recall all this, because it's like the Dhamma door, you have to open one at a time. And to reach the gateway, you need to really transform one door. Although I was ready before I met my last guy. That's why I told you all, Dhamma, why I don't need him. My wisdom was ahead of my awareness, nature, transformation. That's why when the moment he came, he just explained to me where I put the hand there. Like the whole gush of energy all melt inside, you know, and transformed me. You know, because I was ahead in the wisdom aspect. You know. Then this one, once it go in, it like go back to the level that I supposed to have before. That's why I, after that, the wisdom continue to move, because it transformed my awareness nature. Then the mundane mind collapse, then the understanding become different again. Then the three hallmark of winning, immediately my nature understand. Because if the mundane mind don't collapse, I cannot understand winning's third hallmark. No way. Even the second hallmark also not easy. But because it happened, that's why everything just happened and fall into place. And cultivation is like that. Okay, Alicia, summarize.
Bradio, actually, 这个佛法就是好像药一样。
对。那个你
realize 那个 Dharma 就是你就是药到就病除。 根除是根除，不是治表的，它是根除。你好像我这样就永远不用吃药了。不用吃药了。感恩非常感恩。沙丢沙丢。阿弥陀佛。Best
rejoice. 沙丢沙丢沙。Oh, very good. Today's sharing is very good. You all go and listen to it. For those who can understand my nature, rejoice. But even you cannot understand, never mind. Develop the faith. Because these are very unique sharing. You cannot find them. These are very unique and special sharing. Okay, let us now share merits. Akasata cha bumata devanaga mahindika punyang tang anumoditwa cirang rakantu lokasasana Ita wata camehi sampadan punya sampadan sabbe deva anumodantu sabba sampati sidiya idang menya tinang hotu sukita hontunya tayo idang menya tinang hotu sukita hontunya tayo Dividang menya tinang hotu sugita hontu nyatayo Devo asatukalina sasa sampati hetuja Vito bhavatu lokoja Raja bhavatu dhammiko Imina punyang kamina Mami bala samagamo Satang samagamo hotu Yawa nivana patiya sadu sadu sadu. Okay, you all can now pay respect mindfully to Lord Buddha, Kuan Yin Bodhisattva, and all the worthy ones. Then we end. Thank you. Sadhu.